Now, earlier on in the show, you'll have heard John Brennan, the former CIA director, suggest that the successor to Donald Trump might turn out to be Marco Rubio, his Secretary of State. Now, that idea has taken fire as an idea after he replied like this to a question about what he hoped for America.
My hope for America is what it's always been. I think it's the hope I hope we all share. We want it to continue to be the place where anyone from anywhere can achieve anything. Where you're not limited by the circumstances of your birth, by the color of your skin, by your ethnicity, but frankly, it's a place where you are able to overcome challenges and achieve your full potential. I think that should be the goal of every country in the world, frankly, but I think in the U.S., we're not perfect. Our history is not one of perfection, but it's still better than anybody else's history.
Quite moving and very different from Donald Trump, I thought. But of course, he'll be up against J.D. Vance, at least, and maybe a Trump Jr. Are we in the beginnings of a fight for the succession? Let's talk to LBC's correspondent, Simon Marks. Simon, how much of an impact did that clip from Rubio make in the States? Because it's been big here.
Well, no question that it made an impact, and there's no question that Marco Rubio's day subbing for Caroline Leavitt, the White House press secretary, who is off on maternity leave, gave him an opportunity, I think, to unplug a little bit and to present himself in more human terms than he often gets a chance to do as Secretary of State. However, Marco Rubio will be well aware that he's got a day job to do and that that ties him to Donald Trump in a way that may ultimately damage whoever is trying to succeed President Trump atop the Republican Party, whether that's Marco Rubio or Vice President J.D. Vance. Certainly, Rubio, in these very nascent stages of what I don't even think you can yet call a race, is a nose ahead of J.D. Vance. But remember, there's still uncertainty in the form of Donald Trump himself, who only last week wondered aloud yet again to an audience at the White House whether perhaps he should stay in office for another 8 or 9 years.
That's remarkable. I think the only other person thinking that way is possibly President Putin. And of course, there's Donald Trump Jr., one of the sons, I think, is also being talked about. So it could be quite a complicated... It's beginning to sound a little bit more like medieval or Tudor politics than modern politics. We've got the succession inside, we've got the courtiers circling. You say it's too early to say who's ahead, but Rubio's had a good week, as it were.
Yeah, I think no question about that. And Rubio today is trying to mend fences with Pope Leo. He spent 2.5 hours with the pontiff and other senior officials at the Vatican earlier today. Marco Rubio, of course, insists this is not about repairing relationships that became so frayed as a result of the falling out between the Pope and the Trump administration when the Pope refused to back either President Trump's invasion of Venezuela or his war on Iran. But even as Marco Rubio was packing his bags and preparing to head to the Vatican, Donald Trump was again undercutting him, publicly claiming yesterday at the White House that the Pope, because he is against America's war on Iran, therefore backs the idea of Iran getting a nuclear weapon. Because in Donald Trump's mind, if you're not supporting the war, you're supporting Iran's nuclear aspirations, which of course is not a reflection of the pontiff's views at all.
You're with me or you're against me, which means his meeting with Lula, the Brazilian president, is not likely to be a meeting of minds, is it?
Well, definitely not. President Lula da Silva of Brazil is at the White House now, and I'll give you a sense of how things may be going. The press corps thought they were going to get invited into the Oval Office for a photo op. It has not happened. It did not happen. The two leaders went off and had lunch. There are suggestions there might be a photo op in the Oval Office a bit later on, but I think the Brazilians may have said to the Americans, we are not going to let you do to President Lula da Silva what Donald Trump did to Volodymyr Zelensky last year. Nothing on camera, perhaps nothing on camera at all during the course of this meeting.
Really interesting, as ever, Simon. Thank you so much for that.